Governor Gavin Newsom and other supporters of Proposition 1 have promoted the measure as a way to help address the state's deteriorating homelessness and addiction crises. They contend the proposition's increased investment in housing and update to the state's Mental Health Services Act is long overdue. Speaking at a roundtable of California mayors with Governor Newsom, Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao said there is a desperate need for change.
Here in the city of Oakland, I run into so many families who want to help their sons, their daughters, their cousins, their aunts, their uncles who are on the streets because they have mental health issues. But yet their hands are tied because, and they feel helpless that they can't support their loved ones because there's nowhere for them to go. There are no permanent supportive housing anymore for these loved ones. So what do we do? We're at a fork. Do we allow for people to die on our streets, our loved ones, our neighbors, or do we allow for them to continue their life, to live in a dignified way?
The two-pronged mental health and homelessness measure on the March primary election ballot includes a nearly $6.4 billion bond to build addiction treatment facilities and affordable housing. It also asks voters to redefine how counties spend money collected from a special millionaire's tax that already exists as a part of the 2004 Mental Health Services Act, reallocating roughly a third of that money for housing, especially for people with behavioral health illnesses. Mayor Daryl Steinberg of Sacramento helped write the 2004 mental health bill and said that many of California's current problems with mental health and homelessness can be traced back to the well-intentioned move to shutter the state's mental health hospitals in the 1960s.
The state made a promise in the 1960s that when it shut the state hospitals, that the savings from the closure of those hospitals would fund a decent system of mental health care so that people could live with dignity and safety in our communities, even with brain-based illnesses. And of course, most Californians know that up until now, really, it has been a promise that has largely been unfulfilled.
Governor Newsom said that Proposition 1 will give the state the tools it needs to fulfill its promises.
The voters are fed up, understandably, meaning they want to see reform, they want to see results. And we're just going to ask them, we need this one last tool, and we're going to go at a scale and a speed and scope that no jurisdiction, no state has ever advanced in the history of this country, and we'll fulfill that original vision that was set forth a half century ago.
Opponents of the proposition include community and nonprofit housing and mental health services, who worry that the changes in funding allocation could shutter existing services and cause current clients to lose treatment options. Others accuse the Newsom administration of using the proposal to fund last year's Care Court initiative, which allows a court to compel someone with a serious mental illness into a court-ordered treatment program, potentially against their will. San Francisco Mayor London Breed defended the CARE Act and said that Proposition 1 is important because with more avenues to get people into treatment, there is now an acute need for more treatment beds.
Right now, we are finally making changes to our state mental health laws. We are implementing changes to our conservatorship laws so we can compel more people into treatment and care. But with those changes, we also need more places for people to go. Here in San Francisco, we've added 350 beds to the nearly 2,200 beds we already have. And while we have more on the way, we need even more.
Proposition 1 will go before California voters March 5th. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.